Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and of course, all of you bad guys and girls out there. And of course, all of you good guys and girls out there. Good guys and girls, good guys and girls, good guys and girls. We totally appreciate you. Just wanted to let you know, we appreciate you. Folks, you have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. If you'd like to check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. You can also jump over to our Facebook accounts, Bradley Dean double E, Sons of Liberty Radio, Sons of Liberty Media, and our Twitter account is BradleyDean1, BradleyDean1 double E. Phone lines will be accessible, 1-866-233-0747. Again, 1-866-233-0747. Folks, this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Now, we are turning talk radio into do radio, and that's why we are out and about. Just wanted to give you a real quick heads up, friends. If you want to book Bradley Dean, that's yours truly. We have the next 3 months. They'll start to fill up really quick. We're already going to be in Texas. We're going to be at the State Fair for 12 days, and then we're going to be out on the East Coast. So if you like to project a little bit and you like to get us a part of what's going on out there and stir things up and wake the people up, well, that's my job. That's what I'm anointed to do. And in the process, now is the time to give us a call. 1-866-233-0747. If no one answers the phone, do leave a message. We'll get back to you. Again, 1-866-233-0747. Now booking for the up and coming months. Now is the time to do that. July is over. That means we're done. That was our break. The year starts up all over for us right now. So wanted to let you know that, and friends as well. Also wanted to let you know that we're going to be talking about Jonathan Edwards. He was a great awakening preacher. The 13 resolutions of the 70 that he has written, it is incredible, and it's talking about perfection. And I want people to understand what it means. I was talking to a preacher the other day, and when I was talking to him, we were going back and forth, and we were talking about Charles Spurgeon, the Prince of Preachers, the famous preacher out of England there. And he was the guy that rightly said that he used to pray for more grace to keep the commandments of God better. And it kind of confounded this guy because of his backwards understanding of what real grace is and what grace does. Grace is the empowerment to restrain from sin. And it's the faith of the Son of God copulated with grace that overcomes this world. But people need to understand what real grace is. It's not a license to cover your sin. The Bible tells us we're not to use the grace of God as an occasion for the flesh, right? In Galatians 5. So in saying that, the grace of God is there to restrain us, to quicken us by grace. And we're saved by grace through faith in that, not of ourselves. It is the gift of God. Read Ephesians 2 when you get a moment, friends. That'll give you a more of an explanation and an exposition as to what I'm saying right now, but read it in context, line upon line, precept upon precept. So before we get over to Jonathan Edwards, that great awakening preacher, I wanted to get over to Sons of Liberty Media. And folks, during the next segment, I'm going to play a piece by Ted Cruz. Again, they're trying to get him in gotcha questions. I'm not going to defend anybody. The truth doesn't need to defend itself. It's like a lion. Just let let it loose. It will take care of itself. And in saying that, but it's a piece where Ted Cruz was confronted by a radical homosexual, again, trying to set the narrative so they can go browbeat Ted Cruz. And they want to call him anti-gay, a hater, so on and so forth. Folks, again, just a side note, you do need to understand that these people are used and they're being used to upend your sovereignty. I just want to throw that out there for the new listeners. They are being used as a political battering ram to destroy this country. And you do need to understand, I'll give it to you in the present, a little revelation. Those that mean to silence you mean to rule over you. And you better bet your bottom dollar that's exactly what this is about. But on the heels of the sodomites, the homosexuals in this country is none other than Sharia law, which, what do? Well, Western civilizations, they first infiltrate, then they infiltrate government, and then they implement Sharia law. And guess who they're using, folks? If you look at Sharia law and the radical Muslims that are beginning to come into the United States of America, they are systematically following in suit right behind the homosexual agenda. And if you don't believe me, folks, just open your eyes, because right in the state of Minnesota, we have none other than the radical Muslim himself, Keith Ellison. And guess what? He is the chairperson for the LGBT communities, folks. The fox in the chicken coop. Yes, you heard me right. So aside of that, let's go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. I'll play that piece right after this break. We have Texas State Senate candidate, veteran C.J. Grissom. The states need to start asserting their 10th Amendment powers, of course, because federal power does not usurp state rights, friends. Read Article 10 of the Bill of Rights. Whirling, devious Americans rise to fluff and stuff. Folks, I'm getting really zeroed out on this Black Lives Matter. Can you imagine, you know, for just the sake of putting a balance to this, can you imagine a bunch of white folks saying White Lives Matter? Or can you imagine, folks, they got these Hispanic caucuses and Black caucuses and this caucus and that caucus. But if the white person was to put a white caucus out there, I'll tell you what, it would hit the fan, wouldn't it? And the state-controlled media would pick it up right away. Well, we have these White Lives Matter. What they're doing is they're standing up right now, and they're actually trying to get everybody to remember Michael Brown. Remember the guy that was busted on video bullying a store owner as he stole from that store? And then it was said through eyewitness that he was actually tempting the cop to shoot him. Well, I did my homework right before the show, and I just wanted to let you know, this is who they are trying to bring forth a remembrance of, this honorable man, Michael Brown. Again, I'm talking about Black Lives Matter on sonsoflibertymedia.com, and I'm getting sick and tired of it, because these people care more about their skin color than they do the truth. And you want to talk about racism, friends? This is where it begins. Because these useful idiots are out there without knowing the facts, trying to stir up the people without asking any questions. No, they ask questions after. Okay? And that's not how we operate in this country. But Michael Brown, who was shot by the police officer last year, if we all remember this, he was shot in Ferguson, and we followed that through as well. But Darren Wilson, the officer that was not indicted, well, he was found to be exonerated from, you know, what was said. And so in saying that, here's Michael Brown. This is the guy that they want you to pay attention to and feel bad for this guy. His criminal record, Michael Brown's criminal record, first degree felony, okay? He has got... Oh, my goodness. This is crazy. Brown has a second-degree murder charge on his juvenile arrest record that these people are just ignoring, and they want you to ignore it along with him. He has armed criminal action. He has a first assault degree. He has armed criminal action. He was also a member of the Vice Lords gang, 6'3 and nearly 300 pounds, charging a cop, and the cop wasn't supposed to defend himself. So when you hear about Black Lives Matter right now and all the stir, this is what the state-controlled media is leaving out, because what they're doing is using these useful idiots to incite domestic insurrection, and you know better.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together. Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Hey folks, welcome back to the Sons of Liberty Media.com. I wanted to do a really, I want to play a real quick clip for you here. It's Ted Cruz and what he does with the question about sodomites in America. And just listen to how he responded to this propagandist. He's not a reporter. He was sent in to try to get Ted Cruz to answer in such a fashion where they can go out and demonize him. And folks, keep in mind, the law stands contrary to sodomites, regardless of who they are, reporters, activists, whatever the case is. They are violating the laws of your constitutional republic, and they're trying to criminalize anybody that doesn't know the difference. Did you hear what I said? They're attempting to criminalize anybody that does not know the difference. If you look at every state statute in the United States of America, you will find that the act of sodomy is a criminal act. Okay? Now, here's Ted Cruz when asked by a sodomite reporter. Check this out.
Do you have a personal animosity against gay Americans?
But let me ask a question. Is there something about the left, and I'm going to put the media in this category, that's obsessed with sex? Why is it that the only question you want to ask concerns homosexuals? Okay, you can ask those questions over and over and over again. I recognize that you're reading questions from MSNBC. You're wincing. You don't want to talk about foreign policy. I recognize you want to ask another question about gay rights. Well, you know, ISIS is executing homosexuals. You want to talk about gay rights? This week was a very bad week for gay rights because the expansion of ISIS, the expansion of radical theocratic Islamic zealots that crucify Christians, that behead children, and that murder homosexuals, that ought to be concerning you far more than asking six questions all on the same topic.
Do you have a personal animosity against gay Americans?
Do you have a personal animosity against Christians, sir? Your line of questioning is highly curious. You seem fixated on a particular subject. Look, I'm a Christian. Scripture commands us to love everybody. And what I have been talking about with respect to same-sex marriage is the Constitution, which is what we should all be focused on. The Constitution gives marriage to elected state legislatures. It doesn't give the power of marriage to a president or to an unelected judges to tear down the decisions enacted by democratically elected state legislatures.
Now, did you hear that? I want you to hear that as to what he said. It does not give the power. In essence, friends, what he was saying is it does not give them the right to tear down the Constitution and recreate it in their own image. They have not been given that power. And why are these ignorant propagandists attempting to, in the use of the hands of their pimps, foolishly being blinded, being used to go ahead and demonize anybody that stands against the things that they have illegally done? And that's exactly what they're doing, friends. Why is it that the American people are not catching on to what's going on here? And as I've said so many times in the past, friends, are you going to catch on after it's too late, friends? Because you're in the position right now where it just may be too late. And so when you stand back and say there's nothing that you can do about it, no, all the way through, you did nothing about it because you didn't want to do anything about it. Listen to these reporters. They actually think that what they're saying is lawfully. And I want to go to another point. Did you notice Ted Cruz say that we're Christians and we're called to love everybody? Yes, we are. But that does not, the truth is not exempt in the equation or the pith and marrow of the heart of love that God loves people. He loves them so much that he tells them the truth regardless if they like it or not, because Christ risen is the standard, man fallen is not. Ephesians 4:15, but speaking the truth in love may grow up into him in all things, which is the head, even Christ. See, their carnal love means to remove law. When the law in love is the fulfilling of the law, not without the law. God gave the law because he loves, not because he hates. Carnal men, when they resist and disobey and they're defiant towards God's moral law, they're the ones that are hating. And that's exactly what we're seeing from the radical homosexuals. They hate God. And Ted Cruz rightly said to this propagandist, do you have an issue with Christians? Do you, I'm paraphrasing, do you hate Christians? Of course they do. And these fools don't realize that they're the ones being used to dig the hole that everybody's going to fall into if we don't understand God's law is not exempted from God's love. And if we love, just like our fallen veterans did in the natural, they loved, that's why they magnified the law against the crime. They didn't submit or succumb to the crime or give way to the crime. They stood against it. They fought against it. They died. They sacrificed themselves to make sure that in America we would remain liberated, a free people. To whom the Son maketh free is free indeed. Now going to the cross, for Christ hath also suffered once for sins, the just for the unjust, that he might bring us unto God, being put to death in the flesh, but quickened by the Spirit. See, folks, when we look to the cross, that's where love is at. And there's so much of this crossless love. Now, when I'm talking about the radicals, atheists, homosexuals, this criminal administration and the such, they mean to remove the cross. See, the cross, that is the pearl to the church. The cross in America is the pearl to our freedoms. Do you not understand? Taking that to the natural and the spirit, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. That's an obedience to Christ. Remember, liberty is the right to do what the law permits, not the other way around. And that's called licentiousness, defined out properly. These men and women are debased on purpose. They've given themselves to a reprobate mind on purpose. They've seared their conscience. By the way, friends, I just noticed on Facebook today and some of these streams, these live streams that are going on in front of my face. Interestingly enough, during some of these parades, some of these sodomites are actually having sex now out on the streets. See, they want to spew their filth all over the place. And they want you to believe that somehow, somewhere, they are the victims. When in fact, when you pull the curtain back, you'll find out that they are the perpetrators every single time. I said it, every single time. Wake up, America. Speaking truth in love does not exempt the truth nor the law. And I high-fived Ted Cruz on that response. That was second to none, and I totally appreciate his willingness to stand up and say it the way that it needs to be said. Again, we're here as Christocrats. We're not party players. And he did the stuff. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, are you a follower of Christ or an ignorant goat? Folks, as it's been said so often, you know, instead of the shepherds feeding the sheep, you now have the goats entertaining, the clowns entertaining the goats. Instead of the shepherd feeding the sheep, now you have the clowns entertaining the goats. And that's exactly what you see happening in this country today. Check it out on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Again, we have a brand new contributor. It's called, his name is, live radio here. Jason Charles, brand new contributor over here on SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Hooked on a feeling, the addictive nature of the modern church. Folks, how many times have you been in church where you see these people that are moved by their emotions? Emotions and nothing more. The Holy Ghost is MIA, because the Holy Ghost hovers around the cross, friends, not around your feelings. As a matter of fact, they that are Christ have crucified the flesh with its lust and its affections. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. And what's the first thing that goes? All of our natural senses to the cross to be empowered by the Holy Ghost, right? That we might be found faithful witnesses, and witnesses of what? The resurrection of Jesus Christ, who is alive forevermore. Amen. Hallelujah. Folks, to my listeners, you know what everybody would be saying right now if I was in a black church, right? Yep, you do. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, why Fox can't stop Trump. Folks, we're working on Trump right now, and Cruz. Want to get these guys up on the radio and answer for themselves. We want to ask them some real questions. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, going on. Hypocrite Erica. Erickson banned Donald Trump from comment on Megyn Kelly, said the same things about Mary. Check that out. Folks, you need to understand that Fox is, as I shared with you last week, they are one of the top 10 contributors to the Clinton Foundation. You heard me right. Yesterday I shared with you that Rupert Murdoch, the owner of Fox, he doesn't believe in God. And when you look and find that the apple doesn't fall too far from the tree, there you have it. Folks, these people are not interested in the truth. They're interested in pushing the people that they want to push and them alone. And if you watched the debates last week, was it not interesting when you watched that clown Wallace and whatever you want to call her, Megyn Kelly, sell themselves down by handing everything over to Hillary Clinton on the left side, which only proves that it is a one-party system, but it's unconstitutional concerning the system that they're talking about when it comes to the one party. It is not a two-party system. On the right side, friends, get on the side of God and His Word. The Bible says, Andrew Jackson rightly said, the Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests upon, and right on he was, right on he is. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, we're going to come right back and talk about Jonathan Edwards and perfection, the 13 resolutions.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality, American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver. Silver 2015 for 30% off of your entire order, and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet, or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com, the future of talk radio, now at your fingertips.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Just wanted to highlight one more point concerning Fox. I was just highlighting some of the articles over at sonsoflibertymedia.com. Folks, they're creating an illusion that the GOP has now defunded Planned Parenthood. That is not true. This is Fox again, friends. We found that recently over 40%, I've even heard a stat up to 60% of all quotations, and their supposed facts are, it is misinformation. It is misinformation, friends. What they're doing is they're handing over the victory to your enemies is what they're attempting to do. I think through negligence in many cases, I think that they're doing it advertently and inadvertently. And the bottom line is that they're giving a mixed signal, friends. As usual, I have to go back to the American people and say you need to take responsibility, regardless if it's from a news source or a pastor or a church leader. You need to do your own due diligence. Read the Constitution. Read the Bible. Not in that order. The other way around. Religion and morality are the essential pillars of civil society, and you know no better than that outside of those two documents, those two books. And by the way, both of them in the natural and the spiritual and in the natural are both blood-bought. Forget that not. People sacrifice to give us what we have today in the natural and in the spiritual. That's exactly what Jesus Christ did for us. We're going to talk about Jonathan Edwards really quick. He was a Great Awakening preacher. I want you to listen to the fruit of this man, because there was a recall of Jonathan Edwards, his lineage, his family lineage. Forgive me. An investigation was made of 1,394 known descendants of this man that I'm going to speak about, Jonathan Edwards, of which 13 became college presidents, 65 college professors, 3 United States senators, 30 judges, 100 lawyers, 60 physicians, 75 Army and Navy officers, 100 preachers and missionaries, 60 authors of prominence, one vice president of the United States, 80 became public officials in various capacities, and 295 college graduates, among whom were governors of states and ministers to foreign countries. His descendants did not cost the state one penny. Why? Proverbs 10:7 tells us the memory of the just is blessed. And how right on could it be? So who better to listen to than a man that has nothing but the fruit which was bore through his life, and that being of Jesus Christ, John 15. I can't think of anything better. I want to talk about this word perfect. Okay, because people don't like this word perfect. You know, you see the billboards that say, I'm not perfect, I'm just forgiven. Yeah, these are the people that are looking for excuses to make excuses so they can remain in their sin. These are the people that don't understand real grace. These are the people that are doing their best to excuse the sacrifice. The word perfect, by the way, means absolute complete. It means absolute and complete. And I'm going to go over to the Webster's 1828 really quick for the word perfection. I'll go over there for perfection. The state of being complete, perfect, so that nothing requisite is wanting, lacking, as perfection in art, science, perfection in a system of morals. First definition, friends, perfection in a system of morals. Who fulfilled the law? His name is Jesus Christ. Number three, moral perfection is the complete possession of all moral excellence. By the way, the word moral defined out means to conform to truth. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but by me. Huh. Interesting. Moral perfection is the complete possession of all moral excellence. In other words, those that are dead to Christ. Those that are dead to sin and alive to Christ, forgive me. Those that are dead to sin and alive to Christ. Read Ephesians 2. Because those that are dead in sin are quickened by grace. Okay? Moral perfection as in the supreme being. Listen carefully, friends. This is the Webster's 1828. Moral perfection, the word perfection, is the complete possession of all moral excellence as in the supreme being. This is great. An inherent or essential attribute of supreme or infinite excellence, or one perfect in its kind in the perfections of God. The infinite power, holiness, justice, benevolence, and wisdom of God are dominated in his perfections. Exactness, as to imitate a model of perfection. Folks, when I see those billboards that say, I'm not perfect, just forgiven, just stay away from them, folks. They don't understand. They've never been to the cross before. You know, when I repented of my sin, I repented because I was the one guilty of putting Christ on the cross. Not because I was afraid of going to hell, as the modern preacher might, if he ever gets that far, might attempt to preach to you. No, I'm the one that put the Son of God on the cross because it was my sin that put him there. And I'm sorry that I did that. That is godly repentance. I have violated God's moral law, and because I broke it, it put his Son on the cross to redeem me and myself back unto him through his sacrifice, not mine. When you read Psalm 138, David prayed, the Lord will perfect that which concerneth me. Wow, really? Genesis 17:1, be thou perfect and walk before me. Oh, I just can't stand that, Bradley. No, I know it's a work of the Holy Ghost. It's a work of regeneration and the renewing of the Holy Ghost, but I still obey that form of doctrine that's been given unto me, Romans 6 and Romans 7. I don't submit to this sin. I give myself to the Christ. Read 1 Corinthians 9 as well. Matthew 5:48, be thou perfect. Even as your Father which is in heaven is perfect. Wow. This is incredible. Going over again to the New Testament, Philippians 1, that you may approve things that are excellent, surpassing others. Remember when Jesus said, unless your righteousness exceeds the righteousness of the scribes and the Pharisees? Folks, really what we're going after is holiness. And that wasn't a suggestion either. That was a commandment. But listen carefully, that you may be sincere and without offense till the day of Christ, being filled with the fruits of righteousness, which are by Jesus Christ unto the glory and praise of God. What is it that precedes that? And this I pray, that your love may abound yet more and more in knowledge and in all judgment. Okay? Wow. Wait a second. Really? Yes. So it's a work of the Holy Ghost. I'm doing live radio, folks, and I'm looking for a certain something right now. But for the sake of coming back to that, which I will do before the end of the show, because he talks about being confident of this very thing, that he which hath begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. And he talks about the partakers of my grace. Then he talks about that our love may abound yet more and more in all knowledge and in all judgment, that we may approve things that are excellent, sincere, and without offense, without offense till the day of Christ, being filled with the fruits of righteousness, which are by Jesus Christ, unto the glory and praise of God. Folks, do hold up on this one just for a moment. We'll get to it before the end of the show here. Let's get over to Jonathan Edwards, the 13 resolutions, 13 of 70. And I want you to understand that, again, this is the fruit of the man that I highlighted at the beginning of this segment. And this is what he said. He said, being sensible that I am unable to do anything without God's help. He was dependent upon the Holy Ghost. He said, I do humbly entreat him by his grace, understanding grace, to enable me to keep these resolutions so far as they are agreeable to his will for Christ's sake. Now, is it God's will that he perfects us? Absolutely, because he's told us over and over and over and over and over again that he desires to perfect us for his glory. You know, because it tells us in the book of Timothy that we are to be vessels of honor, not vessels of dishonor. And just let me throw this in there, because those that are Christ, they've already departed from wickedness. Okay? Let those that name the name of Christ depart from lawlessness, iniquity. Yep, that sounds familiar, man. Remember to read over the resolutions once a week, he said. He said, resolve that I will do whatever I think to be most to the glory of God in my own good, profit and pleasure in the whole of my duration, without any consideration of the time, whether now or never so many myriads of ages hence. He said, resolve to do whatever I think to be my duty and most for the good and advantage of mankind. In general, for the good of mankind in general, for the good of mankind, according to the word. Just the other day, I was talking to somebody, and I kept hearing from this particular person's mouth that I'm not called to judge. I'm not called to judge. I said, I'm not called to judge neither, but I'm always making reference to the good judge. And this is what the good judge said, to keep his commandments and his judgments and his statutes. So when he tells me to judge wickedness, it's my job to do what the judge commanded me to do. It's like a cop in a courtroom. When someone's found guilty and they're incarcerated and they're thrown in jail, the judge says to the cop that's in the courtroom to go ahead and take over now because the situation has been judged, throw them in jail. That's exactly what the church is called to do. And they're incarcerated, they go into a penitentiary which rots penitence if they're guilty of committing a crime, a violation of God's moral law. So it is with the church. We're making reference to what the judge has stated. He said, resolve to do whatever I think to be my duty and most for the good and advantage of mankind in general. And by the way, I just wanted to make sure everybody understood that God is a good judge and he's not a respecter of persons. And that he will not in any wise overlook iniquity in any sense of the word. That's how good of a judge he is. And that's what makes God good. You can't bribe him. Regardless of how corrupt man is, God is always good. Resolve. Jonathan Edwards, the great awakening preacher, resolved. He said, never to lose one moment of time, but to improve it in the most profitable ways as I possibly can. To improve it. You know, the Bible tells the word to redeem the time. Resolved, Jonathan Edwards, to live with all my might while I do live. Resolved, never to do anything which I should be afraid to do if it were the last. Oh, this is great. He said, listen carefully. never to do anything which I should be afraid to do if it were the last hours of my life. Do you live that way, friends? Do you live, do you walk in the light of God's countenance and the fear of God, departing from iniquity? Because that's what I desire in my life. How about you? We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come right back. Talking about Jonathan Edwards, 13 resolutions, 13 of the 70.
Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, my name is Sue Biken. My association with Bradley Dean and his ministry has been a fantastic relationship. We love his ministry, and what he preaches sets everybody on fire because he's on fire for the Lord.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. I got a little ahead of myself, but I know where I'm at in the book of Philippians. Actually, over in chapter 3. And now I want you to understand perfection concerning Christians. Okay? I'm not talking about being holier than thou. That's not what I'm talking about. But though that's what we seek, to be in Christ. Matter of fact, I remember just this morning I was pondering a man by the name of Smith Wigglesworth. He was an elderly man. He obtained a good report, as it talks about in Hebrews 11. And I was thinking about what he said. He said, I'm 1,000 times bigger on the inside than I am on the outside. Why is that? Because he was seasoned in the things of God. He stayed the course. He was steadfast with God, and he moved not. And he was being perfected over and over and over again, just like Abraham was during the end of his life when the Lord said, "Be thou perfect and walk before me." Through all of his testings, trials, persecutions, tribulations, he stayed the course. And God said to him, "Be thou perfect and walk before me." Now it's Christ in me. And in saying that, Smith Wigglesworth understood, greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. He couldn't be shaken. He couldn't be moved from the faith that God put in him. Because why? Because it was God that put it in him. He wasn't talked into it, therefore he couldn't be talked out of it. And secondly, people need to understand this, that what God puts in you, no devil in hell can take it away from you unless you give it up. So let's go over to Philippians 3 really quick. I want you to listen to this in context. But what things were gained to me, though I counted loss for Christ? Yet doubtless, and I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus, my Lord, personalized, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and do count them but dung, that I may win Christ and be found in him, not having my own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith, that I may know him in the power of his resurrection, and the fellowship of his sufferings, being made conformable unto his death, if by any means that I may or might attain the resurrection of the dead. Now listen carefully. Not as though I already attained, either were already perfect, but I follow after, if that I apprehend or may apprehend that for which I am also apprehended of Christ Jesus. Then he goes on and says, brethren, I count myself to not to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press towards the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Let us therefore, as many as be perfect, this mindset, be thus minded, and if in anything you be otherwise minded, God shall reveal this even unto you. Amen. And he said, nevertheless, whereto we have already attained, let us walk by the same rule, let us mind the same thing. And then Paul said in Philippians 3, verse 17, be followers together of me and mark them which so walk, so as you have us for an example. For many walk, of whom I have told you often and now tell you even weeping, that they are enemies of the cross of Christ, whose end is destruction. These are the crossless ones. These are the ones that don't understand grace. These are the ones that are using the grace of God as an occasion for the flesh. He said, whose end is destruction, whose God is their belly, and whose glory is in their shame, who mind earthly things. For our conversation is in heaven, from whence we also look for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall change our vile body, that it may be fashioned like unto his glorious body, according to the working whereby he is able even to subdue all things unto himself. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Jonathan Edwards, towards the end of his life, wrote out 13 resolutions of 70, and I am highlighting now the 13 resolutions. Jonathan Edwards, that great awakening preacher, said, resolve never to speak evil of anyone so that it shall tend to his dishonor more or less upon account except for some real good. Now keep in mind, during this time, friends, the characteristic of the American people is much different than what it is and what it is today. He said, resolve never to do anything out of revenge. Never to do anything out of revenge. Resolve to study the scriptures so steadily, constantly, and frequently as that I may find and plainly perceive myself to grow in the knowledge of the same. He was putting on the Lord Jesus Christ, making no provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof. Resolve, Jonathan Edwards, the great awakening preacher, never to count that a prayer, nor to let the past as a prayer, nor that a petition of a prayer which is so made that I cannot hope that God will answer it, nor that a confession which I cannot hope God will accept it. He said, resolve to ask myself at the end of every day, week, month, and year, wherein I could possibly in any respect have done better. Resolve to ask myself at the end of every day, week, month, and year, wherein I could possibly in any respect have done better. See, people that are content are dangerous to my walk. People that are content as to where they are in the things of God, they're no good for anybody, because if they're not growing up in Christ, it means they're growing down in carnality. Did you hear what I said? Those that seek the face of God are always breaking outside of the box. They're never content. Smith Wigglesworth said what?
Be satisfied with an unsatisfactible satisfaction.
That's exactly right. So you're always thirsty for more. Come, taste and see that the Lord is good. Have you tasted? Because if you have, you're going to continuously press in. Those that are hungry and thirsty for righteousness, you will be filled, he promised. resolved never to give over, nor in the least to slack in my fight with my corruptions. Never give way, friends, to your natural carnal inclinations, however unsuccessful I may be. Don't give in to them. We're to take every thought captive and make it obedient to the Word of God. D.L. Moody, the great Chicago preacher, said that I'm not responsible for the birds that fly over the top of my head, but I am if I allow them to nest in my hair. So we're to take every thought captive and make it obedient to the Word of Christ. Resolve, Jonathan Edwards, that great awakening preacher, rightly said, after afflictions to inquire what I am the better for them, what good I have got by them, and what I might have got by them. Resolved, Jonathan Edwards, the great awakening preacher, always to do that which I shall wish I had done when I seen others do it. And then he said, let there be something of benevolence in all that I speak. In all that I speak. I should bring up Thomas Brooks from the 1800s concerning the topic of love, just to show you the difference of what we see in professed Christianity in America today and what we've seen in Christ through the men that professed, that talked the walk, and that they were written epistles for all men to read back in the 18 and the 1900s. Because it is in contrast black and white, friends.
Well, I think there's so many good things we learned from Jonathan Edwards, and the fact that, like you said, he was always striving for perfection. He was saying, how can I go higher? Most Christians, as you mentioned earlier in the show, I'm not perfect, just forgiven. Most Christians, well, professed Christians, I'll say, try to lower the bar rather than raise the bar. Walk before thee, be thou perfect, as you talked about earlier. Great lessons to learn here from Jonathan Edwards and around the boards. And that's what the Sons of Liberty is doing, speaking forth the truth. No matter what topic we're hitting, we're bringing forth the truth from God's Word and going back to the Constitution, from the truth that we stand upon, the truth. The Bible says, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. And we're doing that. We're preaching the truth to the captives so that they can be made free in Christ, whether that's at a gas station, a grocery store, doing events on the radio, at fairs, at tea parties, at universities, at high schools. Wherever we go, we're preaching the Word in season and out of season, and we're encouraging each and every one of you listening to do the same. Nothing is going to change in America if we don't make the choice to do something about it. If we don't make the choice to have things change, then they never will. And one of the ways that you can help us change what we see in America is by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Now, I know we have new listeners out there. Welcome to the show. We want to tell you what a son or daughter of liberty means. What that means is you faithfully support us on a monthly basis where we can go out and get this message even further out there and expanding to what we even are doing now. And that really helps us be able to get that message out there 24/7. We've got the radio program that airs throughout the United States. Also, for those of you who are not aware, it also airs in 53 different countries as well. So become a son or daughter of liberty. Go to sonsoflibertymedia.com or sonsoflibertyradio.com. Click on the button that says become a son or daughter of liberty and sign up to faithfully support this message that you've been consistently hearing, amening, saying preach it to. Let's get this message out to the masses. And for those of you that can give a one-time donation, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. Click on the button in the upper left-hand corner that says donations gratefully received. I also want to point out all of our wonderful products at our store. There is no excuse to not be passing out gospel tracts, being a billboard for Christ. We've got t-shirts, CDs, some of the best artwork you'll possibly see in your lifetime is located at that store on our products. So please do check it out, sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com. Click on the store link. Find so many great products. There's no excuse to not be doing just as we are doing on a 24/7 basis.
I just seen this not too long ago. Actually, I wrote an article about it. But friends, those that bring the light must endure the burning. Now just keep in mind, that which purifies is always the right road. Jesus said, straight and narrow and difficult is the way, folks. We got a country to fight for. We can do this. Love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18. See ya!
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendivite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendivite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. Extendivite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendivite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendivite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.